We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You damn come here when this ain't hot.
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up!
Yo.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday. What's happening?
Yes,
good morning,
it's
damn it.
Monday. Back to the work week. Good morning.
Oh, man. What a great weekend it was.
How's your weekend? What you do?
Oh, man, I didn't do nothing. I mean, you know, Friday I had some meetings and stuff like that. But Saturday, you know, it was all about the fight. Like, there's nothing like a good fight night in America. And we had well, it was supposed to be a great fight between Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, two generational talents.
Yep.
You know, two welterweights in their prime, you know. But we didn't get the competitive fight that we thought we was going to get.
No, no, not at all.
But
no.
But the anticipation and everything leading up to it was great. And there's nothing like a great fight night in America. I think the only thing that compares is the Super Bowl. When it's a great fight night, when you got two premier fighters facing each other, there's nothing that generates more excitement, I think, other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was out in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta. Drop a bomb for everybody out in Atlanta. I did my car show over the weekend. So I want to salute to everybody that came out. Salute to so many people gave me their cars. It was just an amazing show. Shout out to Young Dolph's wife and his kids. They pulled up to the car show. They were super duper happy, super duper excited. They just loved the fact that they can continue the legacy of his cars, of his music, of, you know, some of the artifacts that we had. They were super duper excited about that. So I want to salute to them. And then after, we went to a Sweet Nightclub to watch the fight. And like you said, it was so much energy. Like, people were so excited.
It,
I mean,
nothing like it.
think about it like this. The fight started with like 11:30?
Yep.
11:30, 12 o'clock. There was no music on in the club. This is a club. Everybody's watching the fight.
Yeah.
Then the DJ started, you know, in between rounds, wanted to play the music. They did that immediately. You know, turn that off. We want to hear what they're saying. And like you said, the energy was great until Bud just started whooping.
Only thing I don't like about this fight is that the casual boxing fans who might have watched this fight for the first time or watched boxing for the first time because of the excitement around it, now they think Errol Spence is a scrub. They're asking, I thought y'all said he was good.
Yeah.
I thought y'all said this is supposed to be a 50-50 fight.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm telling y'all. Errol Spence was an undefeated,
correct,
undisputed, three-division champion. Mm-hmm. Had never been knocked down ever in his career.
Right.
And Terrence Crawford put him on his ass three times. Drop on the clues bomb for Terrence Crawford. I picked Errol Spence. I was wrong, clearly.
Yeah, he was wrong.
You know what I mean? But nobody thought we was going to see what we saw Saturday night.
So let me ask you a question.
Nobody thought we was going to see that level of dominance. You know, and it's when Terrence Crawford was here, we talked about him rising to the level of his opponent.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen Terrence Crawford look that good because we've never seen him fight somebody that good.
Right. But let me ask you a question. I see I'm a casual boxing fan after Floyd Mayweather. I kind of just left boxing a lot. What do you think it was that you think Errol wasn't prepared? Because watching the fight, he just didn't look like he had the energy that I usually see him with. And he didn't look like he had the flair that I usually see him with. But I am a casual boxing fan now.
I don't think it has anything to do with Errol Spence and everything to do with Terrence Crawford.
Mm.
You know, Terrence Crawford is just an elite fighter. Not saying that Errol Spence isn't, but, you know, there's clearly levels to elite.
So you think if there is a rematch, you don't think...
I don't want to see no rematch.
Really?
No.
So you don't think it could come back? You don't think it could train? You don't think it could watch the tape?
I don't want to see a rematch. I don't see what they could take from that tape that they could apply to another fight, whether the fight's at 147 or 154, that there would be a different outcome.
You don't think they could study the tape and retrain and train on things that they might have missed out?
Anything can happen, but not after what we saw Saturday night.
Jesus.
Personally, that's just my personal opinion. Would I watch a rematch? Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Errol Spence does have the rematch clause.
Right.
Do I want to see one? No.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. We got front page news when we come back. A lot to discuss. A lot happened over the weekend, and we're going to get into it all. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get in some front page news. Good morning, Teslin Figaro.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Happy Monday. Congrats on yet another car show. And good morning, brother Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tez.
All right, let's jump right into it. I know we ain't got a lot of time. Let's start off Donald Trump.
Yep, let's talk fast. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis reaffirmed in a local news interview that she announced she will be making her decisions to charge former President Trump by September 1st in the investigation. Yep, we knew it was coming, but she definitely said it's on the books by September 1st to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election result. Let's take a listen to what she had to say, and then I'll give you some more information on the other side.
The work is accomplished. I mean, we've been working for 2.5 years. We're ready to go.
In preparation for what may be handed down, Willis has blocked off much of August for her and her team to work remotely, asking judges not to schedule trials or in-person hearings from August 7th to the 14th.
What gets announced more nowadays? Donald Trump indictments or Nick Cannon having babies? It's like either Trump got another indictment or Nick got another baby on the way. Jesus Christ.
One of the two. And speaking of protection and the importance of having protection, Donald Trump has a lot of mounting legal fees, obviously, because of so many cases. So now they've created a legal defense fund to help offset some of those fees. Now, this fund is expected to cover also the current and former aides who have also been wrapped up in the investigations. Now, previous to this, he had a Save America PAC. For those that don't know, a PAC is a political action committee, and they've already spent about $40 million on fees. But now that is draining, so they've started a new fund called the Patriot Legal Defense Fund. And so a Trump spokesperson says they're blaming the weaponized Department of Justice, and they believe that innocent Americans are being attacked for being associated with Trump. But Trump has some choice words for President Biden. Check it out.
Smart people. They know what they're doing. They're at the top of their game. We have somebody that's not at the top of his game. Never was at the top of a game. Never was. We have a guy who's a dumb son of a bitch. And to allow this to happen.
Oh, I mean, Joe Biden could call him a criminal son of a bitch. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it can go both ways. And look, nobody is above the law. And at some point, Americans, even Trump supporters, have to feel like this can't be the guy they want representing them, because America has too many issues, right? There's too many things to deal with in America to have a president that has that much baggage and that much issues, because he's got his own distractions to deal with. Don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, even Republicans more, I guess, coming out. Nikki Haley also said, we know Chris Christie was pretty vocal about it, but Nikki Haley also said that this is just too much. She says, you know, trying to do interviews to talk about what they want to do for America going back to these indictments and investigations. And just to recap for everybody, there's two current investigations. One, the Georgia election. Two, the January 6th insurrection. And then two indictments, classified documents and hush money. So this is just too much going on. You're spending, the people are donating money, thinking that they're donating to a PAC to further the message, you know, of the Republican Party, and that money's being spent on legal fees.
That's right.
So, you know, there's some question with that as well. So this is just, I mean, it just seems to be too much. But his supporters are obviously all in, Charlamagne, because they keep standing by.
Yeah, I was going to ask, does it really matter? Because when he first came into office, he had a bunch of accusations that seemed like people didn't care.
He ain't accusations.
He said grab him by the, you know, but he
was. No, this is different.
But he's not found guilty yet, though.
No, these are actual criminal indictments.
Right, but he's not found guilty.
This is different than just, you know.
But the way his people are looking at him is he's not found guilty yet.
Yeah, this is a little different, though. Yeah, you're actually fighting legal cases in a. You're going to have to fight legal cases in a court of law.
But will his.
As opposed to just somebody saying, oh, look at the audio. Listen to this audio. He's a terrible person.
But will his core care?
I don't see. Eventually, they're going to have to, I would think. You know, eventually, they're going to have to.
Yeah, if they want to, if Republicans want to win, this is according to, again, what Republican operatives are saying, if they want to win or just basically hand it over to President Biden, somebody's going to have to talk about the issues at some point. You know, the Republican debate is coming up. Trump has qualified for the debate. They don't know if he's going to attend. It probably likely not, because the entire time he'll be talking about, you know, these cases, and they're trying to get the message out. So Republicans have to decide, do you want to get the message out, or do you want to further, you know, protect Donald Trump, one of the two.
Yeah, because I still got to know what I'm voting for, right? Like, if I'm listening to these candidates have to talk about the issues. I'm voting for, you know, because of my interest.
Who thinks best candidate, best interest, correct.
If you're not even talking about that because you're too busy talking about your criminal cases, or other candidates are too busy having to talk about your criminal case, me as a voter, I'm left out in the dry. I'm left out the dry. Personally.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, Tez, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Let us know how your weekend was. Was it good? Was it bad? Maybe you had a great fight night and you won some money. Maybe you lost some money. Maybe you went out to Vegas. Maybe you went to Atlanta. Maybe you went to go see Beyonce. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is. We live.
Hello, who's this?
It's Sean.
Sean, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, what's up? I just wanted to talk about the car show.
Oh, you went out in the Atlanta's Club studio. We made it. And take pictures on that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
A lot of people did. They loved it. Some people were smelling Charlamagne's seat, but that was a little weird. But, you know. It was really dope. Thank you for coming, man. I really, really appreciate it. We had a
man,
great time in Atlanta.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. And, Charlamagne, you got to lay off Envy, man. Ain't no basing in this bear.
I tried to tell him.
That's a damn lie.
Thanks, y'all.
That's a damn lie.
I got a couple messages from you.
It may not be Beijing, but it's definitely just for men.
I got a couple messages for you. One, somebody said you don't be shouting out the country. I don't know what that meant. They was like, tell Charlamagne he don't be shouting out the country. He be always talking about Monk's Corner, but he never shout out the country. I don't know what that means.
Monk's Corner is the country. What are you talking about?
That's what they told me. I'm just telling you. And then somebody said, shout out to Shrimp. You know who he is. Somebody,
yeah, no Shrimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp from Charleston?
Yeah.
He was there?
I guess so. He said, yeah. He said, tell Charlamagne you ran into Shrimp.
Yeah, that's my guy. Salute to Shrimp, man.
That was everybody from South Carolina. Day. Everybody had all types of stories for me. I knew Charlamagne with this. I was like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, it was heavy, heavy, heavy South Carolina in the car show in Atlanta. So salute to South Carolina. And we might be, well, I'll talk about that later. Hello, who's this?
It's Steve from Detroit. What up, though?
What up, though? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, Charlamagne, I need you apology, my man.
Is it an apology for picking the wrong person? That's not an apology.
You looked him in his eye and said he was going to lose.
Well, that's because I don't talk behind people's back like everybody else.
Hey, I appreciate that.
That's just the reality of it. That's why I don't respect a lot of media personalities, because they talk about people, but whenever they get in front of them, that energy changes. Mine don't change, ever.
He was just wrong. He picked the wrong bet.
Yeah, I
we'll
definitely
put that energy towards an apology, man.
I'm not going to apologize, but I can admit I was wrong. You know what I mean? But goddamn, we
you was wrong.
We acting like Earl Spence was a bad pick. Everybody thought it was going to be a 50-50 fight for the most part. We didn't expect to see what we saw Saturday. Lord have mercy.
Not at all. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Harry from Chicago.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Good morning. No, I just wanted to say I appreciate what you guys do over there at the Breakfast Club. And give a shout-out to my sons, Cameron and Christian. Their kid's mom died last week.
Oh, damn. Oh, sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah, so going through that. And then also, I know you guys passed up a lot of different guests here and there when they need help. Wanted to call and actually cash up you guys, buy you guys some lunch. Nah. Reverse it on you guys for a little bit.
Well, I'm good. I'd rather you find somebody and whatever money you was going to give to me, get to somebody else.
I'll take it.
No, awesome. Shut up. No, you're not.
I'll give you my
better
cash
not. You
right
better
now.
Not. No, you're not going to take it.
I don't know what
envy
talking about.
No, you're not going to take it.
All day.
No,
how much,
no,
how much you going to throw a
y'all
brother, man?
Y'all turn out free lunch. That's on y'all.
I ain't no y'all. Hold on. I'm going
to
give you my cash
not,
app right
now. Pass that on to somebody else that needs it, bro.
I'm going to give you my cash app right now.
You see somebody online in McDonald's or wherever it may be, you just, you know, you take care of it.
Don't you buy them people no McDonald's.
Well, whatever it may be.
I'm going to take whatever you give me.
No, man.
I'm not. Hold on.
You going to Starbucks this morning, the person in front of you, the old person, just get them to give it to them.
Nope. Matter of fact, let me find my cash. Even know my cash app. I'm gonna give it to you. Hold on 1 second.
No, you better not.
I'm getting this money.
You better not. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Appreciate
but that. I'm serious, man. You see somebody at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks today, whatever, you get your sandwiches and you pay for them and say that's courtesy of the Breakfast Club.
Pay for your favorite radio personality's breakfast too. I have no problem taking y'all money.
I'm not taking goodbye, sir. I'm not taking that man money.
I have no problem.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Keisha from St. Matthews, South Carolina.
Keisha, St. Matthews, what's happening?
What's up, Lakeisha? Get it off your chest.
Oh, I wanted to say that your car show in Atlanta was off the chain. It was worth every bit of my money.
Oh, thank you so much. What did you enjoy the most?
Everything. I mean, I didn't even know that there were so many cars. Yeah. And your cars, I love your cars too. 50 cent cars, yeah. Old school cars, my dad, he's in the car, so I had to videotape all of that.
I'm glad you had a great time. Did you see the Monster Bike Show and the recreation of the Breakfast Club studio and all that?
Yes, I did. I've seen every bit of it.
Well, thank you so much for attending.
Thank you. And I have something to God.
Peace, St. Matthews, home of Viola Davis. What you know about that?
That's my cousin.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mama.
I knew she was going to say that. Small town like that, everybody related.
Everybody's related. Hello, who's this?
This is Michael from Indiana.
Michael from Indiana. Get it off your chest.
Hey, can I talk about something from a week or so ago first before I talk about what was spoken on this morning?
Sure.
Look, I agree with, I don't know if it was Charlamagne or DJ Envy that said that the NAACP should change their name.
Oh, that was me.
Because we're not colored people anymore.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I mean, that don't make sense. So if we're going to change something, let's change everything.
Well, I only said that in reference to people saying that colored people is an offensive term. So if it's an offensive, we should evolve the name of the NAACP. That's all.
Yes, we should. Yes, we should. And I agree with you.
Well, I'm glad you agree as a colored.
You stupid. I'm
glad us colored can agree about something.
Any lady that votes for Donald Trump with the most offensive things that he said, they need a head check, plain and simple.
Okay.
Any person that votes for him.
I mean, a lot of people voted for him. He was in office. He beat Hillary Clinton.
I know, that was ridiculous. But that just shows you the turmoil that America's in.
Yeah.
That is true, sir.
And this core definitely does not care. Hello, who's this?
This is Erica from Atlanta.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
So my husband and I just got married a couple months ago.
Congrats.
And my grandmother gifted us property, but we can't even start the house building process because the interest rates are so high. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it like this. Just a year ago, interest rates were like, what, two in the twos? 2 point something, 2.9, 2.8, 2.7, and now they're like 8%, 9%.
Yeah, it's literally ridiculous. We started this process like two or three times, going back to the drawing, saying, okay, let's just save some more. But our lender mentioned, like, every $10,000 you save on the back end, it's only like $100 put up against money, like when you pay your mortgage.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I know a lot of people are can't get into houses right now. It's too expensive. I mean, if you think about it, that percentage rate alone can make your mortgage go from $2,200 a month to damn near $3,800 a month, which is damn near way too much. But that's how the interest rates are, and we don't know if they're going to go up a little more or come down a little more, but it's very, very difficult for people to buy houses, and there's not a lot of inventory, so people are paying over for property as well, and it's a bad situation. Hopefully, they fix this situation. They lower the interest rates so people can start purchasing more, but we still have the problem with not that much inventory on the market as well.
Yeah, hopefully it gets better. Because we need to get into the house.
Well, good luck, Mama.
Thank you.
Have a good one, okay?
All right, bye.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about the fight this weekend. Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence. We'll discuss. We'll play some audio and give you some of the highlights. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's start the big fight over the weekend.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the rumor report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right.
So what was the big fight? Cardi throwing the microphone at that young lady?
No.
Because that was more competitive than the other fight.
Well, actually, the big fight was Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford over the weekend. If you didn't see the fight or you live under the rock, Terrence Crawford won.
One is an understatement.
He dominated Errol Spence Saturday night.
Errol Spence was my pick. I picked Errol Spence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really need people to understand that Errol Spence was an undefeated, undisputed three-division champion who had never been knocked down. So please, all you casual fans, stop saying things like, I thought Errol was supposed to be good. I thought this was supposed to be a 50-50 fight. He's great. He's actually elite, but so is Bud. And it's clearly levels to elite.
Yeah. Well, he had, like you said, he had three knockdowns during that fight. And
my God.
In the ninth round, he became the undisputed welterweight champion. Now,
that fight took a lot out of me. I'm not going to lie. I was emotionally exhausted. I don't know why I had anxiety going into the fight. Plus, I was just so excited.
Why anxiety? Like you were fighting?
It felt like
and
that.
You don't even bet, so it's not like you put money down.
No, not at all. But I actually was so excited for the fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because this is two generational talents. You know, mm-hmm. It's rare you see two generational talents, you know, fighting in their prime. So I was just excited as a boxing fan for the fight. And it was like one of those things like, oh, shit, we really about to see this fight?
Well, when we spoke to Terrence Crawford, you know, you told him that you didn't think he was going to win. And mm-hmm. You asked him a couple of questions about would he rise to the occasion.
Do you rise to the level of your competition?
Do I?
Yeah.
Have you watched my career?
Absolutely.
That's your answer.
Okay. Well, Terrence Crawford says he rises to the level of his opponent.
Yeah.
We've never seen him that good because he's never fought someone that good. But salute the Bud. Drop on the clues bomb for Terrence Crawford. He handled his business.
Okay. And then after the fight, he had some words for you and the rest of the media people that didn't ride with him.
Do you feel like now when you look back, like, do you feel some sense of vindication that people who overlooked you for so long now, you're at the top of the heap and there's no doubt?
Well, I've been telling each and every one of y'all for years. A lot of y'all over here looking sad. Ellie, you looking like a ass dude over there because you was going against me. All in all, you know, I get to say I told y'all because I've been asking for these fights for years. And y'all been saying, oh, he's too small. He's going to get this. He's going to get broken. And each and every time that I step up, I proved y'all wrong. So, you know what I mean? Write some great stories about Terrence Crawford. Don't hate on him. Don't say nothing negative. Just give me my props.
Drop on the clues, Mother Terrence Crawford. There's mm-hmm. nothing negative you can say.
Nope.
You got to give him his props. You know what I mean? You just have to.
And unlike other media personalities, I say things to people's faces. Okay, I don't talk about people, I talk to them.
Now let me ask you a question. You know, I always ask every question, you know, when you got two great boxers like this and you're a manager or you're somebody that's a promoter, you got to be scared for these type of fights, right? Because this fight, both of these brothers are probably making anywhere from $25 to $30 million, right? Mm-hmm. Crawford will probably make something just as similar in his next fight. But Errol Spence has to drop so low now because he has, you still think he'll get $25, $30 million fight?
The next fight will probably be the rematch between him and Crawford. You know what I mean? I don't know if I was him, I wouldn't rush into it. You know what I mean? I would probably go out there and fight somebody else first. But the next fight is going to still be a big money fight because it's going to be a rematch between him and Crawford.
Does it have to
By the way, him there's nobody, either one of them could fight that could command the kind of payday that this fight just got. Like, this was a mega fight. That's why they call it mega fights. Fights, mega paydays.
Now let's jump to Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith apologized for a tweet asking if Kim Kardashian is a prostitute and her mother, Kris Jenner, is a pimp.
Why?
I don't know, but this is what he said about it.
Conservative talk show host Candace Owens has branded Kim Kardashian a prostitute and Kris Jenner a pimp, as we just saw, after singer Ray J alleged that Kris Jenner, the mom, watched not one, not two, but three sex tapes he had filmed with her daughter, Kim Kardashian, before selecting the one to be released to the public. I'm not going to call Kim Kardashian no prostitute. I'm not going to disrespect.
That's very disrespectful.
I'm not going to do that. If those allegations are true, I don't think it's off kilter to call a mom a pimp.
No. See, that's
That is pimp. That is the definition of pimping. If that happens.
Yeah.
See, Stephen A made a rookie mistake, or his social media team made a rookie mistake. There was no context in the tweet.
Correct.
So when you read the tweet, all it says was, is Kim Kardashian a prostitute? Is her mom a pimp?
It's Christian.
That wasn't
a pimp,
that wasn't a story. That wasn't a conversation that Stephen A incited.
Right. Well, Pat Beverly checked him online. Not cool. She has kids. Should not be the title or topic. And he responded, clerical error, bro. You are absolutely right. That is being corrected right now as we speak. And for the record, I don't think of Kim Kardashian that way, nor would I ever speak of her or any woman that way, which I've stated. That thanks for checking that issue.
I was about to say, why is Stephen A even talking about the Kardashians? But then again, though, somebody might look at us and say, why are y'all talking about sports?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but why is he talking about the Kardashians?
I don't know.
That was on his podcast?
That was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And lastly, Cardi B got into an altercation when she was performing out in Vegas. She was performing. She was in the middle of her set, mid-performance over the weekend, and somebody threw a drink on her. Not a little drink. Like, this was a big, huge drink at her. Cardi B looked back, grabbed the microphone, and threw her mic at her.
Man, she threw that mic like Thor throws his hammer.
Yes.
Like, I mean, she was wielding that microphone.
Right. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. 800-585-1051. A lot of people said Cardi B was wrong.
Why was she wrong?
Shouldn't have threw a mic. They said, you know, it put, you know, people's lives in danger. That's what they were saying.
Here's the thing. Y'all be asking too much of people. Because you're dealing with human beings. Like, you're not going to disrespect somebody and expect them not to retaliate. And then when the celebrity retaliates, folks is like, they so stupid for acting like that. Like, I'm sick of this era we in where folks think, you know, the biggest celebrity or the person with most money or most status or bigger voice should just let people who not on that level treat them any old kind of way.
Right. Like,
that's just, I don't think that's realistic.
Right. At the end of the day, you know, Cardi B's a person and she has a reaction. If you throw a drink on her, not just a little drink, like the whole drink hit her face, her hair, her whole outfit that she was wearing and while she was performing. She's a person, and we'll discuss. 800-585-1051. Maybe you don't think the way that I think or Charlamagne thinks, and let's talk about it, all right? Front Page News is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Snoop Dogg's From the Streets to the Suites. Hear Snoop's journey from the streets of Long Beach to hip-hop legend. Listen when you sign up for a free trial at audible.com/Snoop.
WWPR-FM-HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Comfort in my sins, not about me.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get in some front page news. Now, there's a lot going on this weekend. Let's jump right into Carly Russell. What happened with Carly Russell now? Was she charged?
Yep, she was. We have to give, I guess, the final update on this story. Police in Alabama held a news conference Friday afternoon to announce charges against Carly Russell. Of course, we know that's the nursing student who was reported missing after calling 911, claiming she saw a toddler walking along the interstate. Now, during the press conference, the Hoover Police Department announced that Russell has been charged with filing a false police report and filing a false statement, both of which are misdemeanors. She turned herself in. A lot of folks have looked at the mugshot. She's smiling on the mugshot. That's all over social media. And she was released on a $2,000 bond, $1,000 for each charge. Now, the maximum punishment for the charges is 1 year in jail. The police department also said during the press conference they know people are shocked and appalled that those are the only charges that she has, but they said that is, you know, pretty much the limit that they can do with the current law. You guys think that sounds fair?
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you get a year for a misdemeanor, though, but that sounds about right.
I don't think anybody ever gets a year, but I think that's the maximum time. But did they ever speak out to say why? Was it, you know, because, you know, that's what everybody's been asking. Why? Was, you know.
Why did she do what she did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not seen her speak out. You know, the family on the last story we reported just basically said, you know, give her time. And then the attorney came out and said, hey, it was all a hoax. And that was pretty much it. But I'm sure as things go on, now, there's been a lot of chatter about it, you know, but I don't want to misrepresent anything. But there's been a whole lot of, because, you know, stuff said on what happened and the boyfriend and why she did it and looking for attention, and folks, you know, pulled all of her tweets. And, you know, so that stuff's been in the black Twitter world, but nothing official.
You know what? The only conversation I hate around this is I hate when I hear people say, you know, she wasted the police officer's resources and she wasted the police officer's time. Like, no, that's what the police job is. The police job is to investigate situations, whether they're true or untrue. It's not up to the police to decide, well, I don't believe this, so we're not going to go investigate it. That's their job. That's what taxpayers' dollars go towards. So it's not a waste, because guess what? What else would the police have been doing on a Saturday night?
No, I think people were saying that they could have investigating something else that was true instead of putting all their resources and time and manpower into something that was fake. I think that's what people were saying.
Yeah, but I'm sure the whole police station wasn't focused on Carly Russell, because there was other things, I'm sure, going on.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, it's just strange when I hear people say that. I'm like, no, we're not wasting their resources. That's their job. Their job is to investigate, you know, potential crimes.
Yeah, but I think people were saying, like, even if you had only 10 officers on that case, those 10 officers could have been on another missing person case or a crime or something else.
Or they might not have been doing nothing but riding around in their patrol cars. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, too. All right, now let's talk about this historically black fraternity that drops Florida for convention.
Mm-hmm. Well, the oldest historical black fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, is relocating its planned convention in 2 years from Florida because of what it described as Governor Ron DeSantis' administration's harmful, racist, and insensitive policies towards African Americans. Now, the convention draws between 4,000 and 6,000 people and has an economic impact of $4.6 million. The fraternity's president said in a statement on Wednesday that the decision was motivated in part by Florida's new education standards that require teachers to instruct middle school students that slaves develop skills that could be applied for their personal benefit. So looks like, you know, folks are trying to hit them in the bag. We do remember the NAACP, Florida NAACP, putting out a travel advisory telling folks not to come to Florida. And so this is one of the things, you know, that they are acting upon in response.
Question, Tez, how do we feel about this? Do we feel that they should be pulling out, or should we be showing up in Florida? Because it is a lot of black people in Florida. So when the NAACP says things like don't come to Florida, it's like those black people that are there, they can't up and move. So I don't know if we should be pulling out. I feel like we should be there in mass in protest.
Yeah, and not even just in protest, in action. So I guess my position with this is two things can happen at the same time. You know, if an organization is deciding to take a stand to say we don't want to contribute to it, okay, I get that. But like I mentioned on my podcast, the majority of Florida's money comes from Disney, and it's a very small percent of black people that actually, you know, when we look at the numbers, this is data, not me making it up. But when we look at the numbers that Disney pulls in, that is really, you know, what runs Orlando, Florida. So although this will make an impact and this organization wants to take a stand, I don't know what it would be on a larger scale. But at the same time, Charlamagne, you're right. What are we doing to supplement that? Do want to give a quick shout out to Black History Saturdays in Tulsa, Oklahoma, started by my Push the Line trainer, Christy Williams. She started a program that teaches Black history every Saturday year round in response to similar legislation. So those are things we can do. And also, like you mentioned, taking care of the black people there, the small businesses that would have benefited from this convention as well. You know, the current, what are we doing to teach the history and in protest? And they have yet to put somebody up to run for governor. So who's going to run for governor or any of those positions under him. So all of these things need to happen simultaneously, because Ron DeSantis is going to keep being Ron DeSantis. It's not going to change.
Yeah, you know, for me, it feels like, you know, at the end of the day, when this, when the organization comes down there for the convention, DeSantis doesn't get that money. But who loses all those black businesses, you know? When anytime I go to Florida and I do stay at an Airbnb or a house or something like that, I always tell people, you know, look for a brother that owns a house or a sister that owns a house. Also, there's a lot of restaurants owned by brothers and sisters out there, black people out there. There's a lot of small businesses that need this, that depends on those conventions. We're not, at times like this, a lot of times I feel like we're hurting ourselves more than actually helping, because there's a lot of us that own businesses out there that we need this. And when blacks usually come in town to for those conventions, a lot of times we support each other.
Yeah, and I feel like that frat dropping out of the Florida convention is what those racists and white supremacists want. We don't want y'all here no way. Right. You know what I mean? So for me, it's like, why not show up, have your convention, but, you know, use that as a means of protest as well. Use that to spread awareness to all of those people that, you know, come to the convention. Like, you know, use that as a bully pulpit, you know?
All right, well, that is your front page news. Thank you, Tesla Figaro.
Absolutely.
And also, make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow Tesla and Figaro on all social media platforms.
All right. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. A lot of people were in Vegas for the fight. Cardi B was actually performing, and somebody threw a drink on Cardi B. Well, she responded by throwing the microphone that she was performing with at the person, and people were saying that she was wrong. Let's open up the phone lines. What's your thoughts? 800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Cardi B. Now, she was in Vegas over the weekend. She was performing. It looked like a pool party, a day party. And as she was performing, somebody, threw a cup of alcohol on it. It looks like it was alcohol. And Cardi B responded by throwing the mic back at the person. People were saying that, you know, it was irresponsible, it was dumb, she shouldn't have did it. But I don't necessarily agree. I mean, Cardi is at her place of business. She's working. I shouldn't say her place of business, but her workplace where she's working, she's performing. And somebody got the audacity to throw a drink at me. And what am I supposed to just take it? I'm supposed to just sit there and be like, thank you? No.
Now, I saw people in the comments. I don't know if this is true because people on the internet just be lying. They said Cardi was telling people to sprinkle her with water. Is that true? Maybe because of the heat? I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking.
I didn't see that part.
Maybe somebody was there. Somebody saw a video that I didn't see.
But that was a cup of liquor.
Listen, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, y'all asking too much of people. Like, you're dealing with human beings at the end of the day, and you're not going to disrespect me and expect me not to retaliate. And then the thing I don't like is that when celebrities retaliate, or people with more money or more status or bigger voices, people be like, oh, well, you should be fine with them, the people that's not on your level doing things like that to you. It's like, no. Just because we're not on the same level, you know, don't mean you can treat me any old kind of way. And I don't even believe in that whole level thing. I just be like, you're a human, I'm a human. Treat me with the same respect that you would want to be treated with. Now, listen, when you make choices like Cardi made, there is a lot of consequences to those actions.
That is correct.
You hit the wrong person, now you're getting sued. Hell, even if you hit the right person, you're getting sued. That's just the way the game goes. Somebody can disrespect you, and then when you retaliate, they can sue you. But I don't think folks should have to have the right to just take advantage of people. And I don't feel like, you know, we celebrities should have to take abuse from people.
Correct.
I don't agree with that.
And especially in that case, I mean, you threw a drink at her. She threw the mic back. Now, I'm not sure if she hit the right person, the wrong person. I'm not even sure if she hit a person. But regardless, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it at all. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Samantha.
Hey, Samantha. Good morning.
Good morning. So, I was calling about the Cardi B topic, and Charlamagne, I definitely agree with you. I'm from New York, but I live in Vegas, right?
Uh-huh.
It's 110 degrees out here.
That's right.
Don't throw no water on me while I'm performing. I'm already hot and aggravated trying to get this set done with so I can get back to the cool air.
That's right.
Don't do that.
watch how you talk to me in this heat. Watch how you treat me in this heat.
Seriously, this heat does that to people. So for you to throw that drink on me, automatically I'm throwing my mic at you.
Yeah, I don't
got me twisted. You bugging.
Yeah, I don't even want you to ask me nothing dumb in the heat. So don't do something dumb to me in the heat.
But, you know, I also feel like, and this is going to sound so crazy, but I think a couple people need to get their ass whooped. Because the way that they've been throwing things at artists performing has been disrespectful. What's the lady's name? BB Rexha. She got hit in the eye with a phone and she had to get like 8 stitches.
Yeah.
People been throwing sneakers at people, cell phones, all types of things.
I don't understand what's the point of that. Like what is your mindset that you're going to say, I'm going to come to this club and I'm going to throw something at the artist on stage? I understand the panties and the bras.
Right.
But but why the phones and the drinks? Like,
and the sneakers and all types of stuff.
Why come to my show if you don't like me?
That's true. Hello, who's this?
It's Coco.
Hey, Coco, what's your thoughts?
Cardi should have threw her microphone at the girl. Like, regular civilians think that they can do what they want to do and get away with it, and I just don't think that that's right. Like you said, like, celebrities are human beings, too. They got feelings, they got hormones, and they got reactions. So you throw a drink on somebody and you get hit in return. I don't think that Cardi is full of that.
And it's 120 degrees in Las Vegas. Don't play with me in this heat.
Hello, who's this?
Why would you play with me in this heat?
Good morning, guys. It's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Good morning. We're talking about Cardi B. I mean, I think everybody's seen the girl throw the drink on Cardi, and Cardi responded with the microphone. What's your thoughts?
She was wrong for throwing it only because she could have hit anyone on that floor, and they could have retaliated and sued her immediately. And they would have won because it's too many evidence. It's too many witnesses. So she was only wrong for throwing it like that, like she did. And security ended up taking care of the situation anyway. Why didn't she just tell security, hey, get her up out of here?
I mean, it was a reaction. You're right. You know, I mean, that's what I said. When people make choices, when Cardi made the choice she made, you know, that's still a dangerous choice because, like she just said, you might hit the wrong person. Even if you hit the right person, you'll still be sued. But, right. You know, she's still human at the end of the day. That's a reflex.
Of course, you can't expect the reaction that you, like, a person's going to do.
That's right.
But still, she could have, she's rich. She could have, like, excuse me, sir, get her up out of here. Can I do a shout out before I go?
Yeah, yes, sure. Ma'am. Go ahead, mama.
So I have a podcast. Y'all inspired me to do my own podcast. It's called Ren's Red Room with the HINIC Network. So I just wanted to give a shout out to my podcast.
Well, congratulations. Mom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also, you got to remember, too, fuses are very short in this heat. It's 120 degrees.
It could have been Alaska out there. It don't matter.
No, right? Alaska would have made me think a little bit different.
No, because then it would have been cold water you would have hit me with. No, a cold. No, it's regardless. It's a reaction. You throw something at me, the first reaction is I'm going to fight back. I'm going to swing back. I'm going to throw something back. But now I got to go find the mic and then I got to finish my performance. But Cardi was just upset and I don't see nothing wrong with it. But we'll take your call some more. 800-585-1051. Cardi B, all right? She was out and about performing out in Vegas. Somebody threw a drink on her, and she responded throwing a mic. People said she was wrong. I don't agree, but we'll take your calls. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Cardi B. She was out in Vegas over the weekend, and she was performing. I guess it was a day party, and somebody threw a drink on Cardi. Well, Cardi responded by throwing her microphone back at the person. People were saying that she was wrong for that, but I don't agree. I don't agree. You throw a drink at me, it is what it is. Now, I don't know if Cardi B hit the intended target, but it is what it is at that point.
Well, she's a human being, and, you know, she reacted in a human way. And that's why I keep saying sometimes you're just asking too much of certain people because you're asking for them not to be human. And sometimes those human reactions can cost you. I don't think they should in a situation like this if she hit the right person.
Right.
If the microphone hit who it was supposed to hit, I don't care how injured that person got, she shouldn't have threw a drink. To me, that's self-defense. Now, if Cardi's microphone hit somebody else, and that person decides to sue, well, that's just the, you know, risk you take when you react the way Cardi did. But to say she was wrong, no, I don't think she was wrong.
Hello, who's this?
Uncle Evie, Uncle Charlotte, KK from Brownsville. You already know who it is.
Peace, KK King. From Brownsville, what's up?
What's going on?
Yo, KK, I told this woman that I thought she was from Brownsville at my car show. Bro, she wild on me. She's like, I'm from Bed-Stuy, do or die. I'm not from Brownsville. Like, she, when I say she wild on me, she wild on me.
I know. They don't like to be something like they from Brownsville or the Bronx or Florida, like Sullivan.
Damn.
You hate
it. All right. But what's up? Talk to us, brother.
I feel like who would pay their hard-earned money to sit that close to the stage to be ignorant.
That's right.
I feel like Cardi should have went down there and set an example, even though they got lawsuits. And I feel like that should be a self-defense law, that you could defend yourself if somebody doing some ignorant ish like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, sad thing about it is the self-defense law is they'll be like, well, you know, she wasn't in fearful of her life. But I agree with you. I think Cardi should have slapped the ish out of her.
Right.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Earl Lester from St. Clair Shores.
Hey, Earl Lester. Talk to us this morning.
I agree with Carly B. You know, you threw a cup that you were drinking out of. Doesn't the mouth have hundreds of germs?
That's
and it
right.
went in her face. You don't know if it went in her eyes, her mouth, her nose.
All that backwash.
Yes, and you threw that in her face. That's a natural reaction, is to throw something. You know, can I share a small story?
Yes.
My son was bullied when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
And so these boys in the neighborhood egged my house. So I went to the store and bought 3 dozen of eggs and wouldn't egg their house. So when they mammies came outside, talking about, I got to clean their house, tell your son to come clean mine. And when they clean mine, I clean yours. So you got to be careful when you do stuff to people, because you're going to get a reaction.
Let me ask one question. Now, if they threw one egg at your house and then you threw 36 eggs at their house...
They should have never threw the egg. Yeah,
but they
threw 12 eggs. I threw 3 dozen.
Now, listen, you can never tell somebody how to react. That's the other thing in all of this. You know what I'm saying? Because you might push somebody, but they might retaliate with a punch. But in that situation, you was wrong, though, because those was kids that egged your house. You a big, grown adult,
listen,
man.
Listen, my son was 8. They was 15.
And you 77. And you going to throw eggs at people's house.
You know what? I just turned 56. Can you say happy birthday?
Happy birthday, boo. Happy born day.
I'm sorry, 58. I said the wrong age.
You don't remember now.
See, that's why you got too many. That's why you got 3 dozen eggs, because you don't know how to count.
Blame the Detroit public school system.
See?
All right. Well, thank you, mama.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, treat people the way you want to be treated. Like, everybody should be having respect for each other. Like why would you pay your hard-earned money to go see somebody perform just to disrespect them? And then if that person matches your energy, you can't be surprised. And by the way, if that person goes overboard, you can't be surprised. What if you throw a drink on somebody and then they security beat your ass and then you sitting around saying, they went too far? No, you can't tell somebody how to react.
I'm with you 1,000%.
So... you know, everybody just respect each other. That's the moral of the story.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. Speaking of doing something to somebody's house, they better leave Nicki Minaj alone. They keep swatting her house and doing all types of crazy things. And we'll explain what happened over the weekend. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy and Charlamagne the God.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Well, at least I am. The verdict's still out on Envy.
I'm black.
Give me a high five.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I want to salute to everybody again that came out to my Atlanta car show. Had such an amazing time. So many people. There's a lot of people from the Carolinas out there that came to this show. It was just so much fun to see so many families and so many people just really enjoying themselves. And during the car shows, I try to create activations and things that people can really enjoy. So I recreated the Breakfast Club studio, where people could actually take pictures and, you know, be their own version of Charlamagne and Envy, which was pretty dope. A lot of people did that.
Nobody can be me. This ain't they clone Tyrone. Okay.
A couple people did sniff your chair. I thought it was kind of weird, but I let them live. Yes. So that was pretty cool.
It also depends on which variant of Charlamagne you chose to be. So if you chose to sniff chairs,
that was early on.
That was the 2013, 2014 variant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did put your books next to your chair. I put my books next to my chair. That was stupid.
Books, that's the 2016. No, that's 2017, 2018 variant.
No, I mean, that was stupid because after an hour, the books were gone.
That's good. I have no problem stealing books. Please steal books. We need y'all niggas to read.
Jesus. So yeah. So that was pretty cool.
I'm trying not to use that word no more. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Shout out to Lincoln Tech, Monster Energy, Branson. Shout out to Gran Turismo, the movie that is coming out August 25th. Those are some of the big sponsors. So I just want to salute to those people. And on my way down there, I flew down there with the Atlanta WNBA team. Right. And I can't think of what the team name is, but I just find it disrespectful that a professional women's basketball team.
You don't even know their name.
I know.
The Atlanta Dream, man.
The Atlanta Dream. You just Googled it. Don't act like you know. Like,
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
I did know
you
that.
You just Googled it.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I knew it was the Atlanta Dream. Well, Give me another one.
Vegas.
Aces. Asia Wilson played for them. South Carolina all day. Dropping a blue bomb one. For the Vegas. Vegas Aces.
The New York.
Liberty.
All right. Know
what
that one.
What are you talking about?
Phoenix.
Mercury.
Sparks. Is it Sparks or Mercury?
Mercury.
Okay, you do know them, all right?
I watched WNBA. Right.
But anyway, these women were on the flight going to Atlanta, and I just felt it like, I just thought it was disrespectful. Like, they would never have the men's NBA team on a flight. They would charter a jet for them. And I just felt it was so crazy that these women are on this flight. Some are sitting in the front of the plane. Some are sitting in the back of the plane. Now, all these women are taller than Charlamagne. They all at least, you know, 6 feet.
I'll post them all.
You would definitely not post them up. But it was crazy. Some of them had their kids with them. And I'm like, they don't charter yet? They was like, no, we're not allowed to. And I just thought that was disrespectful. So I want to say salute to them because they showed me a lot of love. They said they listened to the Breakfast Club.
Is it disrespectful or is it a financial thing? You have to start supporting the WNBA. You have to start going to the games, buying merchandise. Mm-hmm. They have to do bigger television deals. Like, mm-hmm. is it a disrespect thing or a financial thing?
But I thought some of the team owners wanted to fly them, but they couldn't. Because some agreement that they couldn't fly them charter and they had mm-hmm. to fly them that way. But I just thought, like, they weren't even in first class. It was just somewhere in Delta. Now, some of these women that's like 6'6", 6'7", like, they're tall, like, legs long, but nothing they could do.
Damn.
So I just want to salute to those women because they said they listen. So I want to salute to the women of Atlanta Dream, the WNBA team. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to discuss Nicki Minaj. They keep playing with her. Y'all better leave Nicki alone. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What? I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, This is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. Now, Fat Joe, you know, he jumps on his lives and do these Instagram lives all the time. He's been doing a lot of them more recently, which I love. But he talks about Drake and the fact that he might be a little jealous of Drake.
And let me tell you why I might be jealous of Drake, right? I've never seen a guy people love more, okay? Because there's rumors this airplane, which looks like the flyest plane in the world, was actually given to him by a friend. Then there's a guy who owns all the crypto shit. He buys the Tupac ring, $4 million, and gives it to Drake. Who the f*** is giving people this type of shit? I'm not making this shit up. Bro, they won't give me a f***ing pack of socks. They won't give me a croissant. They billionaires, but goddamn, why don't a billionaire give me some shit like that? I don't know. Every time I turn around, I hear some shit about somebody giving Drake some crazy shit.
Well, it just sounds to me like Fat Joe needs better friends.
Now, what he's talking about is...
Drake got a good circle of friends.
Yeah, what he's talking about is a billionaire allegedly bought the Tupac ring and gifted it to Drake. That's what he was talking about. And Fat Joe said, yeah, he needs better friends. What's the most expensive gift a friend bought you?
I don't remember. I don't think about stuff like that. I really couldn't think if I thought about it. I'm sure there's been some things. I can't think about it right now. And if I did, if it was super expensive, I wouldn't say anyway.
You want to say it anyway?
No. All Joe did was tell Khaled to step up. All he did was tell Rich to step up. Like, y'all got to step up. Y'all got to step up and lace Joe, man. That's all I'm hearing. Terror Squad, Remy, what y'all doing? Y'all got to step up.
Step up.
Pap, what y'all doing? Okay. Step up, man.
Now we got to discuss Simba. Now, Simba's accusing Akon of wearing fake Dior. Now, this is the Drink Champs appearance.
That was a gift.
That was a gift. Now, he was wearing, we got audio for it. Let's listen.
Hey, that say D Rio. I thought that was a Dior joint. That say D Rio.
You got
to cut this. I'm open. Akon out of pocket. I'm with my Akon, but this is out of pocket, man.
Drop all the clues bomb for Akon.
Now, if you look at it,
I have no problem with Akon wearing fake.
It's supposed to be a Dior shirt. I don't know if it's a Dior shirt, but when they blew it up, but you know how the how social media is. They could have changed it. It does say DeRio, but I don't know if they changed
it. Akon is filthy rich. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I care about Akon wearing that's fake is that toupee that he got on his head. Okay, if you want to wear fake clothes, who cares?
You don't think he grew his hair?
No.
You don't think he just got a surgery and let's let it grow?
He probably did, but he kept the receipt. He need to go back and get it done over.
All right. And lastly, y'all better stop playing with Nicki Minaj. I don't know why they keep allowing this to happen. So I guess Nicki Minaj is a victim of swatting again. Now, this is big in Los Angeles where people call 911 and say there's somebody in the house with a gun or there's an incident or something like that happens. And then all the police come and law enforcement and sheriff deputies, and they pull up to the house and then they find out that it was just a hoax. This happens a lot in LA. I don't know why it doesn't happen anywhere else, but it just happens a lot in LA. Now, some of the other people that have been hit with swatting calls are Miley Cyrus, Ashton Kutcher, Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise, Kris Jenner, Paris Hilton, Rihanna, and Justin Timberlake. So this is like the second or third time this has happened to Nicki Minaj, which is ridiculous. So all right, and that is your rumor.
Why don't police call the residents before they come in or try to contact the residents before they just send the SWAT team?
Because if it's a call, they're hoping that it's not true, but they want to respond immediately. You know what I mean? They might not have the time to call. And how do you even know they got Nikki's number? I'm sure they just be like, let me call Nikki.
If random people got Nikki's address, then I'm sure I would think law enforcement can get her number. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's got to be another form of protocol before you just swarm somebody's house like that.
It happens all the time, and it seems like it happens a lot in L.A. Mm-hmm. And it seems like people who do get robbed in L.A., when they call the police, it takes the police a long time to come. But in the swatting case, it seems like they get there really fast. All right. Well, Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
Man, 4 after the hour, I got to give a donkey of the day to myself for my prediction of the Terrence Crawford-Earl Spence fight. And there's a reason I'm giving myself donkey of the day, but we'll discuss 4 after the hour.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When you're a business owner and you're juggling a lot of things, you need a team of people to keep your business running successfully. How do you find and hire the right people? ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
WWPR FM HD1 New York.
And iHeartRadio Station.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 31st goes to Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlamagne the God. Mm-hmm. Why am I giving myself Donkey of the Day today? Because I was wrong in my prediction for the Earl Spence versus Terrence Crawford fight. Now, I know you're wondering, why would you give yourself Donkey of the Day for making a wrong sports prediction? It happens. Well, it's because I looked that man, Terrence Crawford, in his eyes and told him he was going to lose several times. I've been saying for years that Earl Spence was going to beat Bud, and Terrence himself did not forget that when he was here. When was that, last month?
Yes.
Let's listen. You got to make some adjustments, though. This is Earl Spence we talking about.
This is the guy that you had picked over.
I did.
He picked him over. I remember.
I don't forget.
I got Earl. Yeah. I do got Earl. I just think, you know, styles make fights. I think Definitely. Earl got it. You feel pressure going into this fight?
Not at all. This is my time, and the world going to see July 29th.
You feel like you don't get the respect that you deserve, even with, you know, Charlamagne saying he thinks Errol's going to beat you. Like, you're the underdog in a lot of this.
It's just boxing.
Don't back down now.
I'm not. I got Earl.
You're going to lose. you definitely going to lose.
Look, man, unlike so many other people in this media space, I say things to people, not about them. Okay, whatever I say about you, I have to keep that same energy when you're in front of me. That's why so many media personalities I don't respect, because they say things about people, and then when that person calls them or they face-to-face with that person, their energy changes. Nah, keep that same energy. And that's what I did with Terrence Crawford. But also, if I'm going to do that, when I'm wrong, I'm going to let everybody know I was wrong, because after the performance Terrence Crawford put on Saturday night, he deserves that. Okay, I saw what Bud said to the reporters after the fight. Let's listen.
Do you feel like now when you look back, like, do you feel some sense of vindication that people who overlooked you for so long, now you're at the top of the heap and there's no doubt?
Well, I've been telling each and every one of y'all for years. A lot of y'all over here looking sad. Ellie, you looking like a ass dude over there because you was going against me. All in all, you know, I get to say I told y'all, because I've been asking for these fights for years. And y'all been saying, oh, he's too small. He's going to get this. He's going to get broken. And each and every time that I step up, I proved y'all wrong. So, you know what I mean? Write some great stories about Terrence Crawford. Don't hate on him. Don't say nothing negative. Just give me my props.
Terrence Crawford is absolutely correct. Terrence Crawford is the best pound-for-pound fighter in boxing. There is nothing else to say. That man made Errol Spence an undisputed, undefeated three-division champion who had never, ever been knocked down. He made that man look basic. And that's what I hate about casual fans who don't watch boxing. There's folks out there who now think Errol Spence is trash, and that's not the case. He's an elite-level fighter, but clearly there's levels to elite, and Terrence Crawford is at the top, okay? That man did everything to Errol Spence that I didn't think he could do. He overpowered him, he hurt him, and he was able to withstand Earl's power, okay? Bud literally said he took one of Earl's punches early and thought to himself, that's it? And what's so cold about Terrence Crawford is even when he was here and I was telling him he was going to lose to Earl, not once did he feel the need to overly prove with words what he was going to do. Let's go back and listen to some more.
Can't, he's big. He's naturally bigger than you. He's strong.
He's the big guy. I didn't hurt at all. Can he get hurt?
Yeah, he's a man.
So what's going to stop him from banging with me?
I'm not a coach or in your corner, but I wouldn't suggest you bang with him.
Why? What you trying to say?
What are you trying to say, Sean? You trying to say he's not as powerful?
I think he's as strong as Earl.
What?
How you know?
Say it clearly.
Let's be clear. Terrence Crawford is amazing.
We know that.
What he does.
And what you say? Well,
what I'm saying is, what makes you think that?
Probably the size. I don't know if you can hurt him, is what I'm saying.
Did he get hurt his last fight?
Yes.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah, but you got to get to him, though.
So you saying this man can't get to him? Is that what you say?
My man Red is a great boxing guy. He says you win no problem. My barber says you win no problem. These are the debates I've been having since the fight's been announced. Mm-hmm.
But Charlamagne don't feel that way.
What is it with so what?
Listen, that's his opinion.
Yeah.
You know, when people have an opinion, it's like, everybody got one.
Oh, man. Sometimes it's tough to admit when you're wrong, especially when you're right about a lot of stuff like I am.
What?
I was right about UFOs. I was right about being mistaken for Morris Chestnut. I was right about envy being a Spanish-American descent. It's just a gift that I have, but there's a lesson to be learned in this, okay? If you know what you can do, there's no need to have a bunch of words and lip service. Just show and prove through actions and deeds, and Bud showed us on Saturday through actions and deeds. That fight was hard to watch, man. It was hard to watch, okay? It was hard to watch Errol Spence get beat like that. That fight had me stressed. I'm not a gambling man, so I didn't have no money on the fight. I love both fighters, so there wasn't a personal attachment to either one, but I did feel like Bud was in there kicking my ass. I felt Bud was in there taking out years of being doubted by critics. He was taking it out on Earl. It felt like Bud took it very personal that people said, this is the guy y'all said could beat me. And every time Earl got knocked down, I felt knocked down too. I was so emotionally drained from the fight on Saturday night that I didn't even go see Beyonce on Sunday.
What?
I was tired. Okay, I had already worked myself up to think we was going to get a much more competitive fight than we got. So emotionally, that was a letdown. Even if you had Earl, even if you had Bud, nobody could predict that level of domination. Even if you predicted Bud to knock Spence out, or if you thought Spence was going to knock Bud out, you didn't think either one of them was going to dominate the fight the way Bud did, okay? So drop one of Clues Bombs for Terrence Crawford, all right? And I don't need a rematch. I understand Errol Spence is going to exercise his rematch clause and they may fight at 154. Anything can happen in a fight, but we all know styles make fights, and I don't know what Errol Spence could do style-wise to have any answers for what Terrence Crawford did Sunday night. Saturday night. The way Terrence Crawford fought on Saturday night, he could have helped the Avengers in the battle for Earth against Thanos.
Okay, you can't tell me that when it comes to hand-to-hand combat, Terrence not up there with Captain America. So I don't know what could change in a rematch. But Errol Spence is an elite-level fighter, so anything can happen. But after what we saw Saturday night, the gap between them is so wide, I don't want to see a rematch. But hey, they probably will rematch, and then after that, there's nothing left for Bud to do. He'll be 36 years old. Let's say he wins the rematch in a dominant fashion again, then what? He gonna fight Boots? Love Boots, but that does way more for Boots than it does for Terrence Crawford, so there's no incentive there. So I see Bud moving up to 154, fighting Jermell Charlo for the opportunity to become a three-division undisputed champion and then retiring. That's it. Nothing else for Bud to do after that. He's quieted all the critics, silenced all the naysayers, and he's absolutely right. If he was wrong about Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence, just admit it. Give the man his props. Just admit you was wrong and give that man his just due. Terrence Bud Crawford, you are indeed the illest nigga in Nebraska. And I was wrong about you losing to Errol Spence. So please give me, Charlamagne Tha God, the biggest hee-haw.
It's hard, man. That was a tough fight to watch. Very tough fight to watch.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
All right. BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace, BET. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's just ask the question. When is the last time you had to admit you were wrong?
Oh, it's a good question.
All right. 800-585-1051. I want you to think about it, whether it's in your relationship or something outside of your relationship or a friend or whatever it may be.
This shouldn't be that tough for anybody unless you are just a narcissistic, egotistical ass. I can't say a-hole, right?
No, you cannot.
Oh. unless you got to have some type of self-awareness to know when you're wrong.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I would think.
Right. You look nothing like Morris Chestnut.
That's just simply not true.
I'm not Dominican.
And listen, by the way, I don't say that. The streets say this. All these things the streets don't say. Morris Chestnut himself has said, pull the clip. Don't we have the clip? I've told y'all to never, ever remove that clip.
We don't have that clip.
Okay?
Y'all have the clip
when Morris Chestnut said he gets mistaken for me.
The clip's been erased.
It's not my fault. It doesn't exist.
Just like this. All right. Just say you Uncle Snacky.
And don't act like people wasn't at the car show. I saw the tags, people tagging me and stuff, calling me Uncle Snacky at the car show.
They said stale Snacky.
Whatever. The screech be saying these things. I don't say these things.
All right.
Okay.
But
I'm just out here living my life.
When is the last time you had to admit you were wrong? Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave himself donkey today.
Yes, because I was wrong about my prediction for the Errol Spence Terrence Crawford fight, but not just because I was wrong, because there's plenty of people who picked Errol Spence. The fact that I sat here and told Terrence Crawford his face he was going to lose to Errol Spence.
All right, so. Yes. We're asking right now, 800-585-1051, when is the last time you had to admit that you were wrong? That is the question.
When the last time you had to admit you was wrong?
I pretty much always admit when I'm wrong. I'll call a person or call my wife or my kids or whoever it may be. I admit when I'm wrong.
You don't admit that you wrong for wearing Beijing in your beard and lying about it.
I never lied and I never put Beijing in my beard.
You never put Beijing just for men.
Now, if you want to say just for men, that's a different conversation.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to be specific, because what I'd be saying is that you color your beard. You dye your beard.
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
So no matter what product you use.
No, but you can't say,
don't Beijing me. Dye your beard.
Don't Beijing me.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
Well, at least you're admitting it. So you're admitting that you're wrong. You're admitting that you was lying.
I never lied.
You should admit you was
wrong. You just always said Beijing. I just don't agree with Beijing. I use another product.
Listen, we all got eyes. Okay.
I hate you.
All right. Your beard, Akon's head. Same thing.
It's not the same thing, man. And I'm a 45. He's like a 55.
Okay. You mean coloring?
I
don't know what you're talking about because I don't color my beard.
Akon is jet black.
Got you. Damn, man. Why you knock everything over? Jesus Christ. It hurt to have to admit that.
And when I say jet black, I mean the hair color. He's jet black.
His toupee.
It's like,
yes.
It's like black.
Yes.
And then I'm like dark brown.
Yes.
Right. All right. What else? That's it?
I already admitted it. Last time, y'all heard me just admit the last time I was wrong.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. When's the last time you had to admit you were wrong?
About a week ago.
A week ago. What happened?
So, I'm not going to put it all out there, but a situation happened, and assuming from previous situations that the person was wrong, but they were right, and I just had to suck it up from a big girl standing home and apologize.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mom.
That, I mean, when you're wrong, I feel when you're an adult and you're wrong, just go ahead and apologize. Why lie?
That's right.
Why
right.
keep up the antics? Who you scared of?
That's right.
That's right. Especially grown people. I do not understand why adults feel the need to lie. You know what I mean? No, just I admit either. You was wrong and keep it moving.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is the reason that I like to do, especially with the kids and the families, because I want my kids to, if they're wrong, regardless of what happens, I want them to be able to admit it and not, you know, necessarily be scared of the punishment. Like, just to, you know, stand on whatever they did and we'll figure it out. We got Rock on the line. Hello, who's this?
Rock, what's up, Envy?
What's going on, brother? Down. What up, now?
What's up, Charlamagne? What's happening?
Peace, King. How are you, brother?
You know, I can't complain, man. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Now talk to us. The last time you had to admit you were wrong, brother.
That's every time I wake up and every time I go to sleep. Envy, you married, Charlamagne married. Y'all know.
I mean,
every time you wake up in the morning. What time you guys wake up in the morning?
4 o'clock.
Me too, 4 o'clock. And my wife roll over and she like, come on, man. And I'm like, you know what? I'm my bad. When I go to sleep at night, it's like, what time you waking up in the morning, Rock? 4 o'clock. She like, don't be waking me up. I said, you know what? You're right.
I'm not gonna lie. That I do not like when my wife says that to me.
Says what?
Like 4 o'clock in the morning, and you know what I'm saying? And she's like, don't wake me up. I'm not trying to.
Oh,
my alarm goes off at 4. I get up. I go in the bathroom. I got to shower. I got to get ready. So if I'm making a little bit of noise, I don't want to hear, don't wake me up. I'm already up. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And see, I get shushed. Like, I get shushed. And I'm like, don't shush me like I'm trying to make a lot of noise.
Word is born.
I know the baby's sleeping and I'm trying to, you know, tippy-toe around to get you to get out of here, but I got to take a shot. There's things I got to do.
There's things I got to do. Don't wake me up at 4. Like, could you be less quiet in the morning? Like, what the hell?
And the sad thing is when my alarm goes off, I try to dive to get that phone off because I'm like, I don't want to wake up the baby. I don't want to wake up my wife.
I literally aimed at my phone this morning the way Cardi B aimed at that girl with that microphone.
It's the truth.
Straight up. Because I hit it one time, bong, at 4 o'clock, and I hit the snooze button.
And it feels like every morning when I try to be quiet, I always drop something. I drop my phone. I drop my keys. Yes. It is what it is.
Cause this, I ain't gonna front. This morning was a little bit tough because, like, you know, I'm more of a wine person on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I drink tequila when I'm out socializing. Mm-hmm. But I was so stressed over the fight Saturday that I drank like three drinks of tequila.
You know you didn't fight, right?
Three shots of tequila.
You know it wasn't you.
I know.
You know you don't manage Errol. You know you have nothing
to
do with it.
But what's crazy is I drank that tequila on Saturday.
You were still drunk.
It took me at least 36 hours to recover. And I didn't do nothing yesterday but stay home. The older you get, it's harder to recover from the alcohol.
800-585-1051. If you're just tuning in, Charlamagne gave himself donkey today because of what, Charlamagne?
Because I was wrong about my prediction of Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. But not just wrong about the prediction. When Terrence Crawford was here, I told him several times he was going to lose that fight to Errol. And I've been saying that over the years. So, you know, it just felt like the right thing to do.
All right, so we're asking, when's the last time you had to admit you were wrong? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about admitting when you're wrong. Now, this conversation comes from Charlamagne giving himself donkey today because of what, Charlamagne?
I was wrong about my prediction for the Errol Spence-Terrence Crawford fight. You know, I picked Errol Spence, and when Terrence Crawford was here, I told him that several times. But, I mean, throughout the years, I've said Errol Spence as well, and he definitely didn't forget that either.
All right, so we're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051, asking, when's the last time you had to admit you were wrong? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sherry Wellstorm.
Hey, good morning. Sherry, now, when's the last time you had to admit you were wrong, mama?
So yesterday, my friend and I were talking, and he was telling me that UFOs are real for, like, the longest time. And I was just like, I grew up in a time where people who believed in UFOs were either conspiracy theorists or, like, crazy. And so we were arguing back and forth, and then he hit me with the news clip where they, like, admit that UFOs are real.
First of all, why wouldn't you believe in extraterrestrials, man? Tell me why.
Oh, boy.
Why wouldn't I believe in it?
Yeah, tell me why you wouldn't believe. I want to know why you wouldn't believe.
Like, I can't get it.
Yo, there's 100 billion planets. I estimated 100 billion planets in just the Milky Way galaxy. You think that we the only planet out of 100 billion planets with life on them?
Not anymore.
when you look at the Earth and you see all of the different creatures in the woods and all the different, you know, creatures that's under the water and all the different creatures in the sky, you think that
the Earth, I mean, the universe isn't as diverse as Earth is when it comes to life?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is James.
James, what's up? Talk to us. We're talking about the last time you had to admit you were wrong.
Yesterday, I checked out that movie, The Flash, for the first time.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be garbage because, you know, they was saying all kinds of just messed up stuff about the movie. And so I was like, oh, I knew it was going to be trash. But then I checked it out. I was like, nah, this is actually pretty good.
Well, that's also why you got to go check things out on your own. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody. I told myself that a long time ago, man. I was like, man, I ain't going to listen to these critics no more. I'll just check stuff out myself. But then I fell into it again.
Everybody got an opinion. I haven't seen The Flash either because I hate DC. I think DC sucks. But I have heard people tell me that they think The Flash is a good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. The storyline surprised me. I was like, okay, yeah.
And it's not that DC sucks. DC film sucks. Their films suck.
You know, like, mm-mm. Yeah, I do that a lot with movies, too. I'll listen to somebody say they don't like something, and then I watch it. I'm like, I actually enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Like, my newest thing now is I'm on Suits. I don't know if you guys watch Suits, but Suits is a great show on Netflix. I think it was originally on Hulu, but now it's on Netflix now, and I love it. Like, I'm addicted to it. I think it's like 8 seasons, and it's a really good lawyer, attorney type of film, or I should say series, which is very, very good. It's about the attorneys, but it's more about revenge, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. All right, well, what's the moral of the story, Charlamagne?
The moral of the story is, man, don't be afraid to admit when you're wrong. It's really just that simple. And don't bet against Bud Crawford.
All right, now, when we come back, we got to discuss Gilly the King. You know, he had his show
today, Gilly
over
birthday,
the weekend.
Too.
No, today's Gilly
today,
birthday?
Gilly born
oh,
day,
happy
man.
Birthday to Gilly. We'll discuss. He had his Gilly Festival over the weekend, and we'll tell you all about it. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes. Right. Now, Elon Musk reactivated Kanye West's Twitter account. You know, it's the new X brand now. It was formerly known as Twitter, of course. And then 20 minutes later, they deactivated. But now, as of this morning, Kanye West's Twitter is working. He hasn't said a tweet or anything as of yet, but I'm sure that will be coming shortly. Also, we got to salute and say happy birthday to Gilly the King, or Gilly the Kid. Today is his birthday. Over the weekend, he had his Gilly Festival. We had a million different artists perform, from Meek Mill to Finesse Two Times to G Herbo to Just Hilarious perform.
Yep.
And a host of others.
I saw Desi Banks out there. Desi I saw the Banks. Baby pull up.
The Baby perform.
Who else I saw? I mean, I was just looking on Instagram. I think you covered it. State Property was there too, right? Wasn't?
I didn't see them perform. I feel like
Freeway and Petey Crack was there.
I think so. I know that they came. I think a couple days before to show the brother some love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He made a post about his son that, of course, was shot in a triple shooting incident. Gilly said, I miss you like Ish Dev. My heart will forever have a black hole in it. But you know your father got to be strong to hold the family up. Thanks for all the support from family, friends, and all of my followers. Y'all really helped me get through this rough times. Me and my family appreciate and love y'all. Rest well, Dev, and watch over us. You know I got Chase. Love you, Cheese.
Dropping the Clues Bombs for Gilly, man. Dropping the Clues Bombs for the good brother Wallow as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, happy born day to Gilly. Today is Gilly's born day. And Gilly, don't let Wallow jack the gift I sent, okay? I seen Wallow sleeping with it on Instagram. Gilly, that was for you, okay? And Wallow, the comfort that gift provides is for Gilly, not you, all right? Give Gilly his gift, okay?
What did you send him?
I don't want to say.
He already posted it. You said something he could sleep with.
I don't want to. Just know it's something that provides comfort. Okay?
I never know with you, though. I never know with you.
What you mean?
What provides comfort?
It's something that provides comfort, man. That's all. That's all. Salute to Gilly and Wallow. Wallow, give Gilly his gift, man.
I don't trust
Gilly,
you.
That was for you.
Well, we have a clip from Gilly Festival.
I went through the hardest I ever went through in my life, man. But if it wasn't for my family, it wasn't for my friends, and if it wasn't for y'all motherfuckers, this crowd right now, man, I just want to tell y'all that I love y'all, man.
Man, dropping the Clues Bomb for Gilly, man. That got to be tough.
Yes, absolutely.
That got to be tough, man. And it's his born day today. to have all that happen last week, but then still got to, you know, show up because of your obligation with Gilly Fest this weekend.
That's right.
It had to be like a real bittersweet feeling because the love and support makes you feel better, but then you don't even want to be going through what you're going through, you know? So,
correct.
You know, send the healing energy to Gilly and his family, man. Rest in peace to Cheese. Long live Cheese.
Absolutely. And lastly, Ice Spice is getting received some backlash for her video. She shot a video for her song, Deli. If you don't know the song, it's the song.
She a baddie, she show her panty. She shake it like jelly. 100 bands of Chanel, but I'm still shaking ass in a deli. With my chicken and daddy.
Now, people are upset because in that video, she has a TikToker in there, a popular TikToker. Her name is Aya Tanjali. Did I say the name right? I know Aya is seen in multiple scenes, but they're saying the reason that people are upset is because they believe that, well, not they believe, they're saying that the young girl is 16 years old. So people are upset about that.
I have zero idea what y'all talking about.
All right.
When I say I have no clue what the hell that story was about, I have no clue what the hell that story was about.
You don't be listening.
No, I don't.
You don't be listening.
I was listening, but I have no idea what you're talking
about.
You don't
be hearing. You don't be hearing.
You don't even know what the hell you was talking about. All you doing was reading.
Yeah, you're right. I was reading.
That's all you was doing. What's going on with them churn?
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, Beyonce was performing last night, the last two nights in New York City, and everybody who went said that she had a phenomenal show. The performance was amazing. So if you do get a chance to go check out Beyonce, definitely get your tickets. I mean, people are saying it's one of the greatest shows that they've ever seen. So she's in D.C., I think, in the next couple of days. So salute to
her. She's in D.C. over the weekend, I think.
Or this weekend coming up?
Yeah, what's that, the 5th, right?
Yes.
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's this weekend. It's the weekend.
No, okay. All right, well, up next is the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. Get your request in, and again, salute to everybody in Atlanta that came out to my car show. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it. We had such an amazing time. So many families, so many kids, so many people. So just say thank you. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. New York, we up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
With audio titles on business, fitness, motivation, and more, Audible keeps your imagination pumped and ready to hit new goals. Check out all the audiobooks, podcasts, and originals you could want and sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/breakfastclub.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
And iHeart Radio Station. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That fight over the weekend, it was just a good... to see people ready for the fight. Like I said, I watched the fight at Sweet Lounge in Atlanta because I had my car show in Atlanta. And just the amount of people there ready for the fight, even though it wasn't what we all wanted because we wanted competition.
You wanted a competitive fight.
We wanted a competitive fight.
We thought it was going to be a competitive fight. When you have two of the most elite welterweights of this generation, the two most elite welterweights of this generation, the fight that we've been all waiting for years, we thought it was going to be a lot more competitive than it was. I didn't think that either one of them could do to each other what Bud did to Errol Spence.
Right.
But that's why the fights happen in the ring and not in our minds.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got your positive notes, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for a positive note. Charlamagne, you got one?
I do. First of all, I want to tell everybody, too, man, salute to everyone who has been listening to Unleashed with Love on Audible. That is the new release from SBH Productions. That's Kevin Hart and I's production company with Audible, and we put out a new project called Unleashed with Love. It is an audio-scripted romantic comedy starring the good sister Alicia Renee and Logan Browning and Pretty V and Jess Hilarious and Portia Williams and Giselle Bryan and Kadeem Hardison, Jasmine Guy, just to name a few. So thank you to everybody who's been checking that out on Audible. And if you have an Audible subscription, or even if you don't have an Audible subscription, go check out Unleashed for Love on Audible. Okay? Now, the positive note is simply this. Confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.